You know, the road to good to hell is paved with good intentions. That's what many people say, and that may be the moral of this upcoming story. Gas prices on the rise, energy policy in the headlines, consumers and governments are pretty happy about the development of the new hybrids, especially the Chevy Volt, the electric car. It's still in limited supply. It's relatively expensive. It's almost $50,000. But if you can get your hands on a brand new Chevy Volt, the government will give you an incentive, a tax rebate of $7,500. Great idea, right? Well, Mary Chapman reports for our partner, the New York Times, it was probably a little bit too good of a deal. It turns out car dealers are taking advantage of the rebate for themselves. Mary, what is going on here?
Well, hi, Celeste. We aren't sure how pervasive this issue is, but, you know, this is a car that a lot of people are curious about, so it's a showroom draw. And it, apparently some Chevrolet dealers are selling Volts to other dealers and claiming the maximum $7,500 green vehicle federal tax credit for themselves.
Is it legal?
Well, hard to say. I did get some federal tax code language, and there are two issues. Apparently, first of all, there's only one tax credit per vehicle. So if the dealer claims it, then the consumer cannot get it. Oh. Now, according to the IRS, the original owner can only get the tax credit. Okay, so there's the one person or entity per VIN number, per car. And the second thing is that the car is not meant to be for resale, so which calls into question whether the dealership claims are actually legitimate. You may be able to expect some changes or some oversight soon.
As you say, we don't know how pervasive this problem is, but maybe it's simply that $7,500 for dealers that are seeing auto sales slow down is simply too big a temptation, Mary.
Well, yeah, it could be. But, you know, as I say, we don't know yet whether the dealerships seem to disqualify themselves because these cars are not meant to be for resale, according to the federal government. But that's something that analysts say will be hard to prove. These incentives were the issue, I think, Celeste, is that these tax credits were meant for consumers. They are meant to stimulate consumer demand and to foment interest in green technology and fuel efficiency. So
it's not meant for dealers. Mary Chapman writes for our partner, the New York Times. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.